forbid ye maidens all that braid the gowd in your hair to come or go by Carter Hall, for Tamlin he bides there. But Janet kirtled her brogoon and pinned it high o'er her knee, and she's gae doon the briery road to Carter Hall gaed she. She met him by the ferry now, she kissed him tenderly, and laid wi him amang the floors, now nae mair maid is she. Now when our bairn is born, Tamlin, you'll day the richt by me. No, Janet, dear, though you've my heart, this thing still mauna be. For yince when I'd a riding gain, it's frae my horse I fell. The queen o' fairies, she caught me in elfin land to dwell. And at the end o' 7 years, she pies a tind to hell. And should she hear how we have loved, I'm feared it be myself. Yes, at the end o' 7 years, she pies the deal his fee. And ere she kens how we have loved, I'm feared that it be me, my love. I'm feared that it be me. And Janet booed the double rose to swear the bairn must die. No, Janet, love, there's yet a way to save our bairn and I. For at the setting o' the sun, the fairy hordes will ride. And if you would your true love save, at Miles Cross ye must bide. And at the mirk and midnight hour, I will pass the queen beside. Then pull me frae my horse's back, and yet you'll be my bride, my love. And yet you'll be my bride. Gloomy was the nicht, and eerie was the wine, as Janet in her mantle green at Miles Cross she did stay. And first she heard the elfin hoofs upon the cobbles ring, then spied the gleam o' cower, the prize that did her true love bring. First she let the black pass by, and sign she let the brown. But quick she met the milk-white steed, and she put him to the ground. The fairies changed him in her arms into a fair Saint Grim. But Janet smirked him in her cloak, and held fast for love o' him. Changed him in her arms again into a loathsome snake, but still she held him to her breast, all for their true love's sake. A prancing roebuck he became, and then a man of flame, but still she held him to her breast to break the elfin claim. And when at last the glamour passed, he lay a naked man.
'twas Janet's myrtum way her cloak, and thus she won Tamlin, Tamlin, and thus she won Tamlin. And out then spake the elfin queen, wi' anger in hearty, for Janet saved the bonniest knight that Elfland e'er did see. Oh, had I kent Tamlin, she said, what I this nicht would fee, I would have left your bonny lass lying dead by yon oak tree. And had I kent Tamlin, she said, that you'd cause me to mourn, I would have changed your mortal heart for one of hardest stone, Tamlin, for one of hardest stone.
Traveling over the road at night, I thought I saw a fairy light. I thought I heard a piper on the breeze that gently blew. I stepped under a bush for only a while to consider his quaint old-fashioned style. And as I'd been traveling many a mile, I watered the grass that greenly grew. A procession appeared from under the hill. Amazed, I admired their magical skill. The piper, old and creaky, with his drones and chanter too. Whenever he'd come to the end of a bar, he'd whistle and giggle and call for his jar of snuff and goggle at my guitar and go diddly-yidly-oo. Dazzled and frazzled, I crouched in fright in the midst of a fairy building sight. I saw by their faces the workers' wages were woefully overdue. I inquired as to whether or nay I'd a chance of obtaining admission to their dance. They said so long as I jacket and pants, I'd be welcome to join the queue. Right then I saw herself at last, she of the future, present and past. I heard the pounding of percussion as my heart beat its tattoo. She flashed her feathers in frosty fright. How is a human here at night? I held me breath, and to my delight, I didn't know what to do. She invited me into her fairy ring. She asked me, did I dance or sing? I said I'd sung from Connemara to Kathmandu. She took my hand in a manner serene and gave to me this plectrum green, the sweetest, neatest thing I'd seen, and with a fling to my fingers it flew. It's time for a tune, now froggy a song, I invite the human to play along. They all jumped up at her command in every shade and hue. Ethereal dancers did appear, imperial pixies loud and clear. Now listen, you may call me queer, but I wouldn't advise you to. We danced the hop, the jig and the reel, the hornpipe set quite surreal. We lashed out rakish Paddy and she joined in on the kazoo. A wizard, a lizard, a weasel and stoat, an old brown owl and a giddy old goat created a vision of crystal precision, and I had a bird's eye view. She dressed me up in leather and lace, danced on the table and tickled me face. I told her I was able, but I didn't want to woo. She said she'd show me east and west. I remarked on the depth to which I was impressed. She blessed me then for being her guest, and I bade them all adieu. Travelling over the road at night, I thought I saw a fairy light. I thought I heard a piper on the breeze that gently blew. I still maintain my plectrum green, an object that rarely if ever was seen, given to me by your fairy queen, but they'll never believe it's true. Thank you.
Well, hope you enjoyed that last one about the Fairy Queen. I said a little bit about supernatural creatures. We started there, and also in this set we featured a couple of tunes from Cole Cannon's new CD. In case you don't know, they have a new album out. It's called Wild Orchid. And let's see, and we started out with the tune called Wild Orchid. Then we heard from Alistair MacDonald. The CD is called Tamlin and Other Celtic Legends. And we heard the title song, Tamlin, about the maid rescuing Tamlin from being bewitched by the fairies. Then we heard another one from Colcannon. We heard, Planksty Vicky Levine was that tune. And then we finished up there with Andy Irvine. The album is Way Out Yonder, and the song is They'll Never Believe It's True. And then finishing up with Froggy's Jig at the end of that song. Again, and that's Andy Irvine, Way Out Yonder. I think that's one of my all-time favorite songs. Well, it was at least in the topic of the fairy department. At any rate, the time is 7:20, and actually, let's just take a moment here and have a quick announcement.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Well, thank you, Carl, and the Celtic Connection. And here's one more announcement some of you might be interested in. If you're familiar with the Rocky Mountain Revels, they do the Christmas Revels shows every year. They are now in the process of holding auditions. They're looking for musicians, singers, dancers, and actors of all ages and experience. They've already had, this past Sunday, they had auditions for adults, but on Sunday, August 27th, they'll be holding all auditions for children under age 16. So if you know anyone in that department, you might be interested in having them audition for the Rocky Mountain Revels. These will be on Sunday, August 27th from noon to 2. They'll be at the First Congregational Church in Boulder. And let's see, I don't see a phone number for people to call. But if you'd be interested, if you know any kids age 16 or under and think they'd like to audition for Rocky Mountain Revels, maybe Google Rocky Mountain Revels and look up the website. But again, it's Sunday, August 27th at noon at the Congregational Church in downtown Boulder. So, also, you might have noticed it's horse racing season, and as some of you may know, I love songs about horse races. So, next set we're going to do a couple of horse race songs. So we'll start out with Martin Carthy doing his version of the Skewbald.
Sorry, I don't speak any French. Je suis Martin Carthy. Hey, hello.
and sportsmen bold, come listen to me story of the bold cue ball, that noble racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man who was born the skew balled over. He's a diamond in the land, and he rolls around in clover. These horses were brought down with saddle, whip, and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the noble rider. And then some did shout to Ray as the air was thick with curses on the grey Griselda. Sportsmen laid their purses. Trumpet did sound, they shot off like an arrow, scarcely touched the ground, with a coping it was narrow. Then Griselda passed him by, as the gentleman did all around. The grey will win the day, and the skew baldy will follow. But halfway round the track, up spoke the noble rider, I fear we must fall back, for she's going like a tiger. Up spoke the noble horse, ride on me master, for we're halfway round the track, and it's now we'll see you's faster. Swiftly o'er than grass, Skewball flew like lightning. So swiftly o'er than grass, that the grey mare she was taken. Ride on, be noble lords, for the good 200 guineas, oh, your saddle should be of gold when we pick up our winnings. So way past the winning post, Skewball once a hurdy, an awesome rider bone, called for sherry, wine, and brandy. And it's there they drank the oath of the gallant Miss Griselda, and all who lost their money on the sporting plains are killed there.
Thank you. sportsmen, I pray you draw near to a few simple verses you quaintly shall hear. It's the deeds of a hero that lives near Ballybay, and they call him Hugh Jackson, I hear people say. His milk hills and barns, they do cut a great show, and his cloth to the north and the city does go. At Bleachin and Lappin he does beat them all, and his cloth was first approved of at Dealin and Hall. And more of his praises I mean to explain, so if you will assist me I'll sing about Jane. Search Ireland all over from Cork to Kildare, and you'll ne'er find a match for Hugh Jackson's grey mare. He went to the stable, to the mare he did say, the hour is approaching and away he must away, for a cup at Coot Hill you have twice won with fame, and this day we are challenged, you must run again. Jockeys were mounted and all in a row, and if you had been there when off of it go, the bets they were making 10 guineas to 4, that the cult back to Creed would return round the course. Miss Jane and her jockey began to discourse. Said Miss Jane to her jockey, kind sir, let me know, where are my opponents, or are they in view? He turned in his saddle and he cast an eye round. As for Squire Jackson, he lies on the ground. I'm afraid that poor his banker was through, and the rest of your opponents, they are not yet in view. When Jane, she heard this, she went in at the race, and into the scales the balance was laid. The hall was surrounded for Jackson and Jane, and the cup went with honours back to Cleve once again.
Yes, that was the story of Jackson and Jane, performed there by Paul Brady. It's from his album, Welcome Here, Kind Stranger. And we started that set with the song Skewbald, performed by Martin Carthy. That's on a CD called Classic Carthy. I think it's part of a box set I got of Martin Carthy's, that they've put together of all his stuff. So this particular one is called Classic Carthy, and that was the Skewbald. Some of you in the United States, the Skewbald kind of got known as Stewball. And then we heard from the group, the Canadian, La Bottine Souriante. The album is called Chic and Swell. And let's see, we heard a tune called La Danse des Foines. Again, that's La Bottine Souriante. And then finished up there with Paul Brady doing Jackson and Jane from his album Welcome Here, Kind Stranger. Well, the time is 7:35, and you are listening to Sheltergale on your community and volunteer-powered radio station, KGNU, at 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in Boulder and Denver. Also at 98.7 in Fort Collins, that's FM, and at 93.7 FM in Nederland. Also all the time online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. A couple more announcements here about musical things coming up. Let's see. Neil Byrne and Ryan Kelly, who began with Celtic Thunder, are going to be performing in Boulder on June 1st, 7:30 at the Dairy Center. That's on Walnut Street in Boulder. Again, that's Neil Byrne and Ryan Kelly. Began in Celtic Thunder, now performing as a duo, have produced a bunch of albums, Acoustically Irish, Live in Australia, and their latest one is Echoes. And again, they'll be Thursday, June 1st, 7:30 at the Dairy Center for the Arts here in Boulder. And tomorrow, I believe, that's May 25th, is tomorrow, right? Brian Clancy will be performing at the Jack Quinn Irish Pub and Ale House in Colorado Springs at 7:30, in case you're going to be around there. Also, Avernine will be providing the music for the Denver Contra Dance. That's on the 26th at the Highlands Masonic Center, 3550 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. That's at 8 p.m. So if you'd like to hear some great music or be part of the Denver Contra Dance, that is the 26th Highlands Masonic Center on Federal Boulevard in Denver. Always bunches of stuff going on in the, well, sometimes in the farther away neighborhood and sometimes closer. So anyway, that set was my horse racing set. Since it is horse racing season, I always love to try to catch the Triple Crown and see what happens. Because I do remember a long time ago seeing Secretariat win the Belmont, and he was so far ahead of the rest of the horses, they were having a hard time keeping the rest of the horses in the camera with Secretariat. Haven't ever seen anything quite like that since. I was looking on the computer. I think that Secretariat actually still holds the record for the Preakness. But anyway, I digress. Okay, what are we doing here? Going to go back to a couple more from, looks like I'm really featuring Cole Cannon's Wild Orchid CD today. Another couple tune and a fun song about playing chess from their new CD. So here is Cole Cannon. Thank you.
Take a cab downtown and meet a man called Seamus. Shake him by the hand and tell him all is well. Rendezvous with Billy in the bar. You'll be shown to a room in the York Hotel. These boys never heard of tentative gambits. They're more or less nothing, so you must take care. They'll all have pieces and they'll all be frowning. Alarm clock ticking on a beer mat there. Half-hearted Heno from the Crumlin Road, sweet little Freya from the South Armagh. One killed a bishop crying no surrender, the other hits a knight and is Chucky Yardlaw. There's a big man coming all the way from Derry, another who'll be training in from Malahide. You can rely on Seamus, he'll make sure all is well. But your constitution must be strong for the chess club meeting at the York Hotel.
Goodness for KGNU Plant Sale, accepting all garden-related donations between May 17th and 28th. Bring it on down to KGNU 4700 Walnut in Boulder.
All for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog. All for me grog and tobacco, for I spent all me store with the lasses on the shore.
And it's all for me grog and tobacco. All for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog. All for me grog and tobacco, for I spent all me store with the lasses on the shore. And it's all for me grog and tobacco.
When I come home, then me sweetheart I shall see.
All for me grog and tobacco.
And me sweetheart will sing when she sees the wedding ring.
And it's all for me grog and tobacco. All for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog. All for me grog and tobacco, for I spent all me store with the lasses on the shore. And it's all for me grog and tobacco.
When she's a son for to dangle on her name.
All for me grog and tobacco,
and she'll sing him to sleep while I sail the stormy deep.
And it's all for me grog and tobacco. All for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog. All for me grog and tobacco, for I spent all me store with the lasses on the shore. And it's all for me grog and tobacco.
When he's a man, then the sailor he shall be.
All for me grog and tobacco.
Oh, with his pipe and his can, like a proper sailor man.
And it's all for me grog and tobacco. All for me grog, for me jolly, jolly grog. All for me grog and tobacco. Is on the shore, and it's all for me grog and tobacco.
Support comes from Harlequin's Gardens Nursery in Boulder, open daily, offering organic veggie and herb starts, pesticide-free pollinator plants, natives, fruit trees, berry bushes, and ornamentals, plus organic soil-building products, classes, and beekeeping supplies. More info at harlequinsgardens.com.
You'd be convinced by this time there's no monster in Loch Ness. The Cockneys laugh and say, call it down off my think. These great big hairy island men take far too much to drink. But there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Whoa, and 100 meters high. But one wee wily Glasgow man believed the thing was true, and knew that if he found her he could make a bob or two. So he came up to the Highlands where the purple heather grows, and the hairy haggis dances while the bonny bagpipe blows. He asked and drummed at Rocket where her Nessie could be found, or was she just a fable that the locals put around? Oh no, she's not a fable, they told him with a smile. Just stand out by the water and you'll meet her in a while. Aye, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Oh, and 100 meters high. They say he met the beast
David he had come to see. She said, "You're welcome, laddie. Would you like to stay for tea? I rarely dine with monsters, but I don't mind if I do. Pray, what is on the menu?" And Nessie answered, "Yeah, aye, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Whoa, and 100 meters high." And then the Japanese turned up with tackle by the ton for an underwater photo, but before they had begun, the noise of their arrival made poor old Nessie groan. "Oh, go in, soup your yaki, I just want to be alone. Oh, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Oh, there is a monster in Loch Ness, a fight we'll never hide. You'll see her when the moon is blue and the pigs fly far and wide. And the pigs fly far and wide. And the pigs fly far and wide." No lie.
Well, hope you enjoyed that one. That was another song from Alistair MacDonald. The CD is called Tamlin and Other Legends, and that was the Loch Ness Monster. And let's see, what have we got here? Well, we started out this set with Culcannon. We've sort of been featuring their new CD on this show. First, we started, I love that tune. Well, it's actually two tunes on the track, Never Too Soon and then The Blue Ducks. And then a song about chess games called Botanic Endgame. And I think Mick tries to explain in the album notes how it got called Botanic. But at any rate, about people having fun playing chess. And again, it's Culcannon's new CD called Wild Orchid. Then we heard from the Watersons, more about people having a good time. This is a collection of various, is it a two CD? No, it's not a two CD set, but it's called Early Days. And we heard All For Me Grog. Yeah, that was the Watersons. Then we heard another tune from Bottine Souriante from their album Chic and Swell. What we hear? We heard a tune, a couple of tunes, Le Bateau and La Grande Gigue Simple, the simple big jig. And let's see. Oh, and then we finished up there with Alistair MacDonald singing about the Loch Ness Monster from his album Tamlin and Other Celtic Legends. And right now we're going to go out with a tune from Dedannan, and then stay tuned for Musica Mundi. Thank you. are listening to a tune from By Dedan and from their album Hibernian Rhapsody. The time is 8 o'clock. I think we're going to have to fade out Dedan in here. The time is 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Leslie Lomas. It's been my pleasure to bring you Shelter Gale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music and whatever else is going on around. And I'm usually your regular host on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And right now it is time for Musica Mundi.
¡Gracias!